All right, any other comments?
Why wouldn't you make this reference the same as you made the others in the other RESs to the listed Miami-Dade product approved listing? I'm trying to figure out why you went outside of HVAC in the first place to back to 23 when in the other RESs you listed them to be as Miami-Dade.
Well, those fasteners, Billy, those fasteners weren't going into PT wood. These are the only ones in this whole RAS that are going into PT because those battens are all PT. So I was concerned about with the new, like Mike said, the new PT wood, you need a different kind of fastener for it. I just wanted to make sure that we use the right fastener for that.
One other thing, and we're speaking about in addition to nails, threaded fasteners here too. And so with the threaded fasteners, they may be tested in a different way than just listed. So.
Okay. All right, any further discussion on this proposal with the amendment of striking that section 307.B, last sentence?
Just talking about that table.
Anything in 2569?
Okay. 3.05. B, or it's note 11, but the skylights, curving or prefabricated skies, curb shell, be a minimum 6 inches and two minimum 2 inches above the most adjacent finished tile surface. What does that mean? Most adjacent tile surface.
That's the language from A above. That was existing language. Above uppermost adjacent finished tile surface.
In other words, it's already there, you're saying?
So I just want to make sure that our height, we're saying, for instance, on a roll tile. I mean, if it's wrong in the other place, we'll look at that one too. But if on a roll tile, what does that mean? Or a barrel tile?
All I can tell you is my assumption is it's above the top of the tile. Okay. That you're 2 inches above the top of the tile.
Of the top of the high part.
The okay. Cover section of the tile.
Can I point out something? In the other stuff, it says the uppermost, not just above most, it says above uppermost adjacent finished tile surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Chris?
Betty, you want to add in the word upper?
There we go.
Okay. Above uppermost? That's the difference. Okay, further discussion. Go ahead, Mark.
Another one. I think it was a diagram. One about the caulk stop. Which would be in one of the drawings. On the drawing in the actual RAS, I believe it shows a it says a caulk bead, and what it, on top of the stucco stop itself.
I was specifying where that caulk bead was. Right now it's got an arrow pointing to the piece of metal.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure people knew it was at the riglet metal. I mean, it's at the riglet.
Okay, but a riglet is something that's cut into the wall. If that's a surface-mounted stucco stop, then it's just going to be bent out on a 45-degree angle so that it can receive the caulk. But my question would be that the word riglet is a little bit...
Caulk bead at stucco stop?
That's what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Or counterflashing.
All right, so you want to strike the word reglet and
put... You might want to put counterflashing instead. Counterflashing would probably be better.
Yeah.
Counterflashing.
Definitely. Because you shouldn't have a cockpit at a stucco stop counterflashing if it's surface mounted, because you shouldn't be using a stucco stop counterflashing. It's a surface mount counterflashing. Make sense?
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Anybody else have any discussion? TAC members? All right, ready to approve this as with the proposed amendments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. All right, Chris, 2570.
Once again, continuation of the document. See if I have any evil words in here I shouldn't have. Now, there is an addition. There is an extra section in 3.11. I did put a section in, section C, for the preformed metal channel. And that's a relatively new product as compared to when these RASs came out. It wasn't really a standard install. I took that fastening pattern. I took that fastening pattern off the detail number 3 off the drawing, so.
You on 2570?
2570.
Yeah. That is the fastening pattern that is specified on the drawing. Double B has the reference to the chapter 23 again. Install hip and ridge tiles with, I guess we could say, approved tile fasteners. Did we keep corrosion resistant in on that last?
We took out
the 90-day improvement.
We kept corrosion resistant in.
Yeah.
Okay. With approved corrosion resistant tile fasteners.
Keep up tile fasteners.
I think fastener is generic and includes both.
So it should be with approved corrosion-resistant tile fasteners?
Yes.
Do they have that up there? I can't see it. So.
With approved corrosion-resistant tile fasteners. Yeah, she's
regular. Do you have any other comments on this section? All right. That's the proposal. Anybody from the public want to comment on this? 2570. Okay, is there a second for approval?
Second.
We have a second discussion. Mark?
They want to use the top fastener.
Yeah.
Leave that,
Take out the nails.
Section 3.08 and number 5 that's been crossed out.
No, baby. Go back.
Take
out in accordance with 2304.915 of the Department of Buildings and
okay. The 3.08, number 5, note number 5, the storm clips, the strike through, I'd like to have that reversed because of what we saw through Hurricane Wilma, and we had this actually put in and changed to have the first course on nail-on tile or mechanically fastened tile installed because of the problems that we had. And we had a deck statement we put out through this TAC about allowing the use of foam or some type of adhesive or some type of other method of using at the first course other than an approved clip. So I'd like to have that changed.
There's an amendment.
The code change, which comes after this, it does address what you're talking about.
Here was my thinking in striking that. And that deck statement basically took us right back to square one. You know, we had clips in, and then it was determined as long as those eave tiles were fastened in accordance with Chapter 16, which was part of that deck statement. You know, you can use foam, whatever means by which they meet Chapter 16. If you look down, note number 15 is basically that note saying, tile shall be attached to resist design pressures for the building, see Chapter 16, blah, blah, blah. So, in essence, with that deck statement, what we said was, as long as the tile's designed to stay in place, you can use that method for attachment. Now, Mark, I don't disagree. My opinion, and I've been very vocal about this at the commission level, when I was at the structural tack, we need to do testing on eaves. We've got to find out what uplift pressures are being exhibited on these eaves, because I do a lot of nail-ons. I know 210D ring shank nails meet the design pressures, but I also saw tiles ripped off the roofs, and they still had the 210D nails in the roof.
Yep.
So until we can determine or we find out what those uplift pressures being exerted on the eave corsair, until we can identify what those pressures are, I think we're just kind of dancing here. You know, we have to know what the pressure is so we can solve the problem. We can't solve a problem we're guessing until we know what those pressures are, whether it's foam and two screws, is it a clip foam and two screws, or you know, there's a whole bunch of different scenarios we could put together to design a tile that's going to withstand a pressure. But until we know what that pressure is, I think we're dancing.
Well, so, I don't disagree with you in that way, but I don't want to reduce the code from what it is now and have to face the people in Miami-Dade County or Broward County and say, well, we changed it, and then have a hurricane come through again and have the tiles flipping off at the eve, and we've done nothing.
Well, at least I voted for the clip. When Metro-Dade brought that forward, I voted for that clip. The reason I voted for that clip was I said, you know what? I saw the damage, and something's better than nothing. But if you remember back, I qualified it with, but until we know what these pressures are, have we really solved the problem? And if we're saying it's going to be clips or we're saying it's going to be foam or whatever we're saying we need there, I don't feel like we've lessened the code by striking this. Yeah, to look at it, oh, clips aren't allowed anymore. But if you read the deck statement, it says you can attach it any way you want as long as you meet the uplift required on Chapter 16. That paragraph is still down below. You haven't lost anything. So even though we're striking clips, we haven't struck the need for attaching this pursuant to the uplift pressures designed by code.
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance, if I'm allowed to wade in on this issue.
Sure.
I looked at a lot of these tile situations where the first course of tile did blow off. The issue about the pressures, unfortunately, the pressures are known. They're calculated. They're known. It's not so much the pressure that caused the loss of these tile. It's the mechanism by which they were lost. By looking at the tile, you could see in many instances the way the tile did come off. The tile sort of told the story. When you looked at the tile, you could see the scratching that occurred at the headlap where the nose of the tile was lifted repeatedly up and down. The fastener hole was warbled out. The tile really told the story. Somehow the nose of the tile has to be held down. The fact that they extend over the eave of the roof several inches, I think, is another reason why the wind acts on them in this manner. A clip, the foam, the mortar, anything to hold down the nose of that tile is going to stop the action that occurs there and precipitating the loss of the first course of tile and sometimes even the second course of tile. Thank you.
Mike, I don't disagree. It was definitely an overturning situation, and as such, I don't think the values are correct that were being given at the eve. That's my personal opinion. I think those values we're going to find would be much higher. But, you know, is a clip the right thing? I mean, our deck statement basically said as long as you meet Chapter 16. They've done testing on those tiles, individual tiles, and with two 10D ring shank nails, it gives a value of 41 or 44. The value's the value is the value. And I think you're onto something, you know. Do we need to change the overhang? It's 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches right now. If you hang it out 2 inches, you're going to have a lot more uplift exerted on it versus a tile that's only overhung 3/4 of an inch. Should we pull the tile back? That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of variables here.
Okay, so as we sit now, we've only made one change. Other discussion, other changes that people want to propose?
Yeah, I have a couple. Start at the top with number 14, note that all fasteners are going to be sealed. All fastener penetration shall be sealed. And what sealant, and I'm basically concerned with the synthetic rubber even closure. You know, we know what a mastic, a roofing cement mastic will do to that synthetic rubber. There needs to be some kind of clarification under that one. I know it needs to be used under metal eave closures and or raised starters, but it has to be on the synthetic one under number one. It needs to be something compatible with that synthetic if we're going to fasten it. The synthetic ought to have done it in the first place.
Billy, right now under the drawings, drawing 10, and I don't disagree. I think we all know what plastic roof cement does to EPDM rubber. Drawing number 10 for the, that's the EPDM detail, it says nail and seal penetration. So I just kind of went with what we had. Sometimes not being specific is not a bad thing.
You, the person who rewrote this thing, and we're in the fifth mod of being specific, you're going to tell me that now? Okay, I'll buy that with you, but go to, okay. So I'm with you on that, okay? It should, though, say compatible to, all fastener penetration should be sealed with a compatible material, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, so let's make sure they capture that. Hold on. Their proposal is to, Chris is suggesting, or Billy's suggesting, and Chris is accepting.
All fasteners will be sealed with compatible.
It should material. Say it on number one. After C drawing 10 or before C drawing 10, that's where it should say it. That's the only product we have that's got a problem with adhering to or having something touch it without it being eaten up.
Well, currently, but we have to look forward. If another product comes, you'd want something compatible. I don't disagree.
So you want it in both places? Both in the heading, in the note, as well as under number one?
Or are you just going to... okay. That's,
or do you want it just under number one?
That's fine.
So then you take it away from the note 14 language above, right?
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Just delete it because it wasn't part of the original proposal anyway.
Shall be sealed. Should be there.
Yeah, shall be sealed. That's what was there originally.
Correct.
All right.
Under...
and then make sure you underline shall be sealed with compatible material so we know that it's been added.
Under D, hip and ridge tiles. Under BB...
Mm-hmm. 3.11.
the last sentence. The paragraph starts out with install hip and ridge tiles with corrosive resistant nails or screws of sufficient length to penetrate the minimum on. Then you end the sentence by saying hip and ridge tiles shall be installed in accordance with the adhesive manufacturer's product approval. When adhesive is used in lieu of fasteners, maybe to clarify that, because we know we can use adhesive to fasten those down.
Yeah, that sentence before, approved adhesive in lieu of nails or screws is permitted when using details 2 and 3. When utilizing it, that's fine, just for clarification. How you want to say it, Billy? When utilizing adhesive?
When using adhesive in lieu of nails.
Well, you don't want to say nails. It could be screws.
Or screws. Well, it says it already, in lieu of nails or screws. Hip and ridge shall be.
Right.
Right now, the way it sounds, it can be interpreted that you have to use adhesive as well.
I think you could just say, when using adhesive, hip and ridge tiles shall be installed in accordance.
Yeah.
It's referenced more than one time, so you have to go through that document and pick it up. It's under mortar, under number 2.
Mo, is that something that they can just note and go back and do it? Or do we need to get every one of them now?
I'm going to add when using adhesive after each four.
Well, wherever it's appropriate related to where it makes it.
We can go over it very quickly and find those and do it then. Otherwise, if you can't point them out, I see one in also in
that is, that's the only other one, Bay.
There's 311. No, that's it, am I right?
Get that fastener. So she got it.
Right there. Yeah.
When using.
All right. Is there anything else? Anybody else have any other discussion items? Okay. Then.
Actually, I know that we talked about
where the clips were, but Mo's mod, the very next one, 2220, has the verbiage that I think is probably the appropriate verbiage for that section. If you want to incorporate that into it, you can clean both those up at the same time.
Is that easier, or would it be easier just to go ahead and approve this and go and then to take another one up and you can, you know, correlate it later? Betty, as far as doing it?
It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I think if you decide to go with the language here, we can put it now, you know, for these sections, we'll use this language. Yeah, that's in mod.
2220.
If that's what you want, this will make it clear that this is the language we're going.
Okay. Maybe we should just go ahead and approve it separately. Right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and ask, is there any other thing on 2570? If not, I'll ask for a motion to approve 2570 with the proposed amendments. Okay. Second. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Okay, next is 2220, which will be, you know, exported back into here. Seemed it would be easier for staff to do it this way. This is adding an adhesive as an acceptable fastener to the first course of tile. Anything else to say on that? Anybody want to discuss? Anybody from the public want to comment on that? Okay, is there a second? For 2220? 2220.
Second.
All right, discussion? Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 2576, RES 119, revisions to entire document.
I think you're going to find there's the changes we made in this previous document. You're going to see similar language throughout that document.
I don't think so, but, you know, Mo seems to think so, so we need to figure that out.
What's that?
Well, Chris is asking, can you just ask staff to make, if they approve this amendment, ask staff to make the same changes, the same language changes that you made in 2570, et cetera, above, in here, instead of...
You can make it clear that, with regard to that, all the changes made to mod... Are we specific to mod 2570 or also mod, or also the mod prior to that?
It's probably all of them. It's all of them, yeah.
So if we can name the mods and say all the changes.
Okay, so verbiage changes specific in mod 2561, 2564, 2565, 2566, 2569, 2570, and if appropriate, 2220. Would be incorporated into 2576. That's the RES 119 document. So you're basically saying it's the same kind of thing, right? Is there anything different than that? Chris?
You know,
I'm
looking.
Okay.
A lot of stuff here.
I guess that would be just true with 120 as well, right? Betty, do you guys have that or not yet?
She wants the list of mods.
Okay.
Could you just say those related to RAS 118?
And I'll give them to you again.
Yeah, you can say that.
It's 2561, yeah. 2564, 2565, 2570.
Hold on, Mo, hold on. You're going. She's not able to. All right, go ahead.
2566. 2569, 2570,
2220. And mainly, the way I understand
it is all the changes made to these will also apply to
2576. Right. For language changes.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else in there, Chris? Still looking? Is that pretty much it? All right, does anybody from the public wish to speak on 2576 with the amendments that have already been made in the previous RAS 18 document? Okay, is there a second for approval? Discussion? Go ahead.
Mike, or Mark, I guess, in section, what I'm renumbering, 3.11, in the tile install, I had a question. I didn't add it. I didn't know if there was a reason it wasn't there. But there's no mortar application for eave closure with a single-ply system. Was there a reason why the mortar application, similar to the RAS-118 for eave closure, is not included in this RAS?
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance. My understanding is that it's that way because the mortar needs to be installed on a granular surface in order for it to adhere properly. And with this type of system, there's these other underlayments that are typically used. I think that may be the rationale.
But there are granular surface underlayments available utilizing this system, though. That's I wasn't sure. I didn't put it in because I wasn't sure if there was a reason for it or not. So there's no other than the underlayments, as long as it's granular, which is specified. If you look at RAS-118, it is specified only over granular surface. So is there any reason we couldn't cut and paste that from RAS-118?
Okay, so what are you proposing then to add?
We're going to add. Under 3.11, we're going to create a paragraph 5. And it's going to be from RES, actually from mod 2570, 3.085.
Okay, so at that point, 3.11, are you there? You want to add 3.085 from mod 2570 verbatim, correct? You're going to add a number 5 to 3.11.
Yeah, there's a 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, right there, put a number 5 below it. Okay. And you can either go back into 2570 and copy it now, or just make a note saying, take the language from 3.085 from mod 2570 and insert here. Or you can go back and do it, whichever you prefer.
3.08 parentheses 5, is it? Subsection 5.
Yeah,
you want a subsection 5, yeah.
There you go.
Order application?
Yes. It's mortar application for the eave. It's an eave treatment only.
So that gets inserted in there then, okay? You're clear? Okay. Anybody public wants to speak on this? Okay, are there any further? We already did that, actually. Is there any other changes? No? All right. Second for approval?
Second.
Discussion? All right. With the changes made, which are incorporating the RAS-118 from languages from the previous mods of under RAS-18, adding this section number 5 from 2570, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next goes to RAS-120 at mod 2573, I guess, right?
Okay.
changes from RS 118.
Okay, so Betty, in this one too, you would want us to take the same changes from RAS, the RAS 118 ones that were done in 19 from the same mods, so you can copy that if you want, or you can just make the note whichever way is better for you. So in other words, the same verbiage changes that were made in 118 in the 118 mods, which were the ones that you copied for 119, would be incorporated into the 120 document as well. Well, you have them right up above, or you can just, you know, whatever you want to do, if you want to copy the specific mods, but it's the mods changes to RAS 118, the mods that made the changes to 118. Yeah.
But if you just say the changes made to 118 and 119 to be added to this mod, we'll do it.
Nothing got typed. Instead of, I think what's being proposed is instead of doing that, I guess it gets it either way. All right. Okay, there's some additional things that need to be, you want to correct in the document, right? So if you go to the actual thing now, the actual language. Oh, it's up there. All right, where is it you want to do?
Betty, over in 3.03. Under valleys. There's an A and a 1. That 1 was actually, it was supposed to be another paragraph. So what we probably ought to do, in the previous document, A was actually the title. It said, two-ply system, choose one of the following. And then the first paragraph would be 1, and the second paragraph would be 2. So A is actually a line above. The A needs to be in the... You're going to type some new verbiage behind the A. And it's going to say, two-ply system, dash, choose one of the following. There you go. Dash, choose one of the following. And then first paragraph is 1, second paragraph is 2. That's 2. I apologize, but you look at these documents so many times over and over, and little things just get by you, so I appreciate your indulgence.
All right. Anybody in the public wish to speak on this? Again, incorporating the various 118 changes and just the remuneration and clarification that was just proposed. Seeing none. Second for approval.
Second.
Discussion. All right. Seeing no discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 2102. Clarifies optional installation methods at Hip and Ridge in 120, section 3.10.
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance. This is just a editorial issue, bringing RAS 120 into agreement with the language that's in RAS 118. In one section, it provides the use of these options. Without this information that is underlined, this section appears to take that option back. So It's sort of clearing up some ambiguity here, and it is consistent with RAS 118.
All right, anybody else in the public wish to speak? Is there a second for approval?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah.
Chris?
Mike, this change, hip and ridge tile installed mechanically fastened hip and ridge tiles to nailer board, approved adhesive in lieu of nails or screws is permitted. Isn't that in there right now?
What you have in one section, Chris, is the option to use those systems. But if you read this section 310, it tells you you must mechanically fasten ridge tiles to a nailer board. And that appears to take away the option to use the metal channel and the adhesive. So it's been misinterpreted in that way, and this is trying to clear that issue up. And in RAS 118, the language is similar to this, and it's being done just to take away the possibility of misinterpreting this particular section.
In other words, 118 allows a certain option, and if you read 120, it might infer, someone might infer that you can't use the option. This is clarifying that you still do have the option from 118.
That's right. One of the four options that are given is, in two cases, the metal channel or the wood nailer board and the use of the adhesive. You're given that option, and then this section appears to take it away from you by saying that the tiles must be mechanically fastened, in other words, with a nail or with a screw. And so it seems to, on the one hand, give you the option to use the adhesive, and then it takes it away in this particular section.
Okay. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Next is 2529, revisions to terminology verification. This is one of yours, I think. Huh? I wonder why.
Jim Engskow, Lehtide Roofing.
3 o'clock.
I'm going to have to apologize. It appears to me I got a typo right off here. I don't think this is roofing application standard 126. I'm quite sure it's testing application standard 126. Here again, this is tied to the one that we previously agreed on, discussing moisture and lightweight concrete. I would like to basically submit it the way it is with the additions that with the amendments that we put on the first one. That it would include this verbiage and also include verbiage for cementitious wood fiber and gypsum decks.
Okay, do you remember which amendment that was from again? So
no.
You want to use the same language from...
Yeah, no, I don't. It's back of my...
We can go ahead and add the language.
He doesn't have it.
It's back of my table. I go dig through. Give me a minute. Like I don't have it here. Shucks.
Can you figure out which amendment it was we did before at least? I remember seeing it up there. I just don't.
Yeah.
2538. Okay, there was some language made about lightweight concrete and gypsum, et cetera, right? From 2538, you want that to be imported into this, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, I had it in my list of mods yet to do. I hadn't moved it over. Thanks.
All right. So, from 2538. All right. Anything else? So One, two things. You want to incorporate the language in 2538. Let's see what happened on 2538. Was that approved? Yeah, I think it was, wasn't it? Right? Which was approved. Okay. And then you want to, you're saying that that it should be testing application standard 1.6 instead of roofing application standard 1.6. Was that change made, Betty? If you go, you did make it? Where it says roofing, in the code section, it says roofing application standard number 126. No, she's getting the language from the other mod out of there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought about the other changes.
All right. It's 20. It's the wrong amendment?
2538.
Yeah, you're in the right one, but you didn't get the right piece of it. Okay. You just copied the wrong piece.
All you're going to do is pick up lightweight insulating concrete, gypsum, and cementitious wood.
So you're looking for 2529 now. Scroll.
Yeah, you're going to click and put it right behind excluding.
What happened? Go back to where you were. You were, that was right.
Right behind excluding.
Right there.
Actually, right there.
Actually,
and then you want
to. That's it. That's
you cross it. Off excluding
erase
lightweight.
Erase the first
right?
reference to lightweight because it's mentioned twice in the line now.
Want that in the next paragraph 12.2.2 also to read the same?
Mr. Chairman, Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance, in support of this modification. I think that with regards to 12.2.2, if you strike that section, I think that would be acceptable. Betty, just 12.2.2 is struck.
All right.
We need a comma up above, excluding structural concrete, right. Comma, lightweight. Yeah. We don't want structural lightweight.
All right, any other discussion or any other comment on this?
If Betty could fix, turn the RAS to TAS, that was my mistake up at the top.
I thought she already did that.
I think
Yeah, just for your reference, it's a testing application standard, not roofing application standard. There we go.
Not TA. It's testing application standard.
That's fine, TA is.
Very good.
Gotcha. We're going to help refine it, though, figure out where to put it. I see.
You're proposing to strike the word assembly and replace it with system? All right. Is there a second for approval?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Someone gave me, there's an announcement. I guess the final score of the basketball game is Florida Gators 77, Arkansas 56. So that means the Gators won. Okay, you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How long you want? Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and take 10 minutes. Let's get back here 25 till.